Patrick Kearns from the fourth period joins us. Talk a little on New York Rangers. Patrick, how are you?
Hey, good to talk to you, man.
Oscar Lindberg, you know, it's very early in the season, of course, but this guy's got to be the biggest surprise. I didn't read anywhere that people thought he was going to be one of the Rangers' go-to guys.
No, and the question out of camp was, you know, he's worked on his defensive game. He's a good face-off guy. He played in the AHL last year. The question was, is he going to bring enough offense to make the team out of camp and really stick in this lineup? And obviously, he's not going to shoot 40% for the rest of the year, but he's played really well. He's shown offensive flashes that, you know, I'm not sure the team knew he had, or not sure that they were going to get consistently from him. So it's been kind of a fun, feel-good story, especially as some of the better guys have struggled a little bit.
And all of his goals have come even strength. The guy's only playing 12 minutes a night, so he's really, he's lighting it up as a third-line player.
Yeah, absolutely. And then obviously he's not, you know, getting minutes with guys like Rick Nash and playmakers like Derek Brassard or Derek Stepan. He's guys like JT Miller and Victor Stahlberg as his line mates. So he's definitely stepped his game up. And it's showing.
Yeah, Rick Nash, 1 point minus three through the first six games. Does the stat line accurately portray how he has played?
I don't think it's totally accurate. Rick Nash has always been a guy that scores in bunches, especially anyone that's followed the Rangers in the playoffs the last couple of years. You know, he's had his struggles in the playoffs, and it's always magnified at that time. He hasn't been great. I think it's kind of a systemic thing with the whole team really not playing that well in their top six, but Rick Nash obviously needs to step up his game, and hopefully one of those hot streaks comes from him soon.
Is Emerson Edom injured, or is he in the doghouse already?
He wasn't able to crack the lineup, and obviously they acquire him from Carl Hagelin. It's a big trade. You know, you probably weren't going to re-sign Carl Hagelin. You wanted to get some value for him, but I don't think he impressed the New York Rangers out of camp at all. You know, there was even talk of possibly placing him on waivers after camp, but you know, give him some time to learn the new system. I imagine the coaching staff is going to work pretty hard with him, and you know, for him, it's maybe somebody gets hurt and he finds his way into the lineup.
Because he's got NHL speed. What is he lacking in your eyes?
He doesn't have NHL sense right now. And on top of that, for the Rangers, it's kind of a tough move because they've got a crowded top six. I don't think he's got the defensive ability to play in their bottom six. And the way Alain Vigneault likes to utilize his guys, the fourth line gets heavy defensive minutes. So that kind of marks off the fourth line for Emerson Edom. He's play there, and you know, other guys have just been better. I think the battle is going to be between him and Oscar Lindberg, and how do you take Lindberg out of the lineup right now?
Yeah, impossible not to. Patrick Kearns joins us. How Stoll fit in New York?
Hey, he's playing well. You know, he's not going to be counted on for a lot in the same role that Dominic Moore has been. He's going to be a fourth line guy. Like I said, they get really heavy defensive minutes from Alain Vigneault. He likes to get his offense guy the puck in the offensive zone. So you're going to see Stoll or Glass on some nights, or Victor Stahlberg on other nights. They're going to draw really heavy defensive assignments. They're going to play against the other team's best players, and they've just got to shut them down.
Now, Ryan McDonagh, you know, leading the team in minutes played again at 22, but no points through six games. And McDonagh, you know, as good as he is in the defensive zone, they obviously, you know, are looking for him, you know, to produce some points. You know, he's 43 points. He's at 33 points in 70 games last year. A slow start offensively. Is he just not getting any puck luck, or is he being cautious offensively?
I think it's a combination of puck luck and who he's playing with. You know, there are guys on this team. Now you've got Keith Yandel in here. So Keith Yandel is going to draw, you know, maybe the most power play minutes and get a lot of offensive starts. Ryan McDonagh is so good defensively for this team, which has kind of struggled defensively lately, that they are putting him in those situations, you know, against the other team's top players, against in those defensive zone starts. I think right now for Ryan McDonagh, the best thing that you can hope for him is that he can just kind of find a steady defensive game in the offense. An added bonus, but you know, you've got to have a good partner too, and I don't think Dan Girardi has been a very good partner for him so far this year. I know they've bumped Kevin Klein up to the top line, and that was the first game yesterday, and let's see, they're going to play together again tonight, and hopefully maybe they can find some chemistry and it'll get McDonagh going a bit.
What's wrong with him and Girardi?
I just think that you've seen Dan Girardi kind of break down over the last couple of years. I don't think he's the player he was a couple of years ago when he was drawing those heavy minutes, especially towards the end of the season last year. he's not had a good start to this year. And I think that you're kind of seeing a defensive defenseman who's logged some heavy minutes and heavy miles on his legs. He's a guy that never comes out. He's an 82-game player every year, you know, in the regular season. And then you add all these deep playoff runs the Rangers have gone in the last couple of years. Dan Girardi is a guy who's really, I think, just starting to break down. And now I could be wrong. He could come back and he could impress and maybe give them good second-line minutes, but I don't know if he's going to be a first-pairing defenseman for this team for much longer.
Well, his foot speed's got to be the issue, right?
Yeah, and you saw it in the playoffs. He gets beat one-on-one pretty cleanly. You know, he's always been a guy that depended more on his positioning than anything. He's a smart defensive player, but now you're seeing him kind of get hemmed in his own zone sometimes, losing battles that he used to win, and just one-on-one guys can blow by him pretty easily.
Appreciate the rundown, Patrick. Enjoy the lone game on the sked tonight.
All right, thanks, man. Good to talk to you.